America. Welcome to the Rise Up Radio Show. We're rocking and rolling, moving and grooving this morning. Great, wonderful city of Austin. It's the 27th of January. Still here. Still bringing it to you. Still fighting the good fight. How are you this morning, Catherine?
I'm really, really good. How are you today, John?
Super. Thanks for asking.
Oh, jeez.
We got a great show lined up for you today, folks. We're going to be joined by Dan Gonzalez. He's the Vice President of the Continental Congress. He's also the Chairman of the Constitution Party of Florida. He's a wonderful patriot. Me and Catherine got to spend quite a bit of time with this gentleman last November during the Continental Congress 2009. So we'll be chatting with him in the second hour. Good man. Talk about freedom, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, Continental Congress, Constitution Party, militias, Second Amendment. We'll get his take on our little Second Amendment fiasco down here. We're also going to cover the protest that we had, which I'm sure many of you heard about. I'm sure many of the listeners attended. We appreciate that. It was a wonderful turnout.
It was a great turnout. Lots of energy.
Lots.
High octane.
Lots and lots of energy. So much that you couldn't even hear yourself talk.
You couldn't hear yourself think, let alone talk.
We're going to get into all the fun that transpired and all the crazy shenanigans that happened here in the city of Austin. We were protesting the BATF and the Austin Police Department and their collusion together in order to intimidate HEB into no longer hosting a legal, totally legal, federal and state law gun show where private individuals trade in arms. And it's entirely legal, but this color of law, mafia-style tactics, as usual, the federal government beating down the door in the city of Austin, picking on we Austinites. Well, folks, we rallied and sent a message, hopefully, that this is going to stop.
Oh, I think the message was sent.
The message was sent.
The message was sent.
We went to a Fusion Center hearing last night, put on by Texas Impact up in North Austin at the First United Methodist Church, I believe. And we ran into old Chief Art Acevedo, and here's breaking news right here. A Rise Up Radio exclusive. Yeah? Is that exciting?
I liked the theme music. I think we should bring that back a time or two.
I was kind of going for the, let's get ready to play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. But you wouldn't know about that because you never watch TV ever.
And?
That's... I'm happy for you.
I guess I wouldn't.
You have extra space in your brain. Mine's clogged with TV channels.
I think I saw Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Possibly.
Yeah?
In high school, maybe? Is it that old school of a show?
It's pretty old school.
I think I probably saw it at a friend's house.
So here's the exclusive report. Chief Acevedo himself was not even aware of the gun show's shutdown until he saw it on the news.
Whoa. I didn't know that.
Wow. And I didn't know that until he set it up. He just set it up in front. I guess he was trying to say it to, like, ease my mind. But instead I was like, wait a second.
That makes it an even bigger problem.
You don't even know what's going on with your nuisance abatement division and the gun control division. That's not what it's called, but that's what it might as well be called.
Well, that's huge. If you have the ATF in town and you're having meetings with local constituents, you'd think he would be aware of that situation.
It's huge.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, in Kansas City, there were Department of Homeland Security SUVs. He's laughing at me because apparently I'm saying interestingly enough all the time. My former saying was, here's the thing. You made so much fun of me that now I'm saying interestingly enough. So that's why he's over here smirking.
I spent so much time with this girl. I pick up on all her little mannerisms and all of her phrases. It's funny.
Well, interestingly enough, here's the thing, John. In Kansas City, there were Homeland Security SUVs driving around, and some people were pretty upset, so I called the sheriff's office, and first of all, they're like, I don't know what you're talking about, Homeland Security SUVs, and I'm like, these big white SUVs with the DHS logo on the side that says Federal Police, and they're like, well, I don't know why you think we'd care. I'm like, well, you know, you are the sheriff's office and you are the, you know, highest law in the land in these here parts.
Or so we thought.
So, you know, didn't they have to ask you permission? They're like, what do you mean ask us permission? It's the federal government. They can just come in and do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. So that's the mindset of a lot of our local municipal law enforcement departments, you know, whether it's at the city or county level, they don't really seem to get the proper role of federal law enforcement or the federal government when it comes to how they should be interacting with your local law enforcement community. So
that's a shame.
It's just pretty indicative of an ongoing problem.
Apparently, federal agents are supposed to check with the sheriff before they engage in any type of business with any local citizens. But
yeah,
that doesn't happen.
Or patrolling their streets.
I mean, come on, folks. This is America. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. I'd also like to invite you out on February 1st, bright and early in the morning at 8 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. There's going to be a transportation hearing at the state capitol on February 1st. So the roads battle has never ended, folks. Rather, it's heated up. We got a wonderful opportunity to really make a big difference here. And, of course, these meetings are always well attended. So, again, that's February 1st, 8 a.m. at the Capitol building. There's going to be a transportation hearing, February 1st, 8 a.m. at the Capitol building. The Taxters will be out there in full force. As you may or may not know, Texans for Accountable Government participated in last session. There was a special session, and we were able, along with the work of TURF, Texans United for Reform and Freedom, TexasTurf.org, along with their help and the help of several activist organizations. A gentleman by the name of Robert Morrow, also a really big Republican Party activist, strong gentleman. He helped out a whole lot too, lobbying every single state rep and state senator. And we managed to kill House Bill 3, which was one of the main purposes why they had the special Senate session to reauthorize the Texas Department of Transportation. That was House Bill 1. Well, House Bill 3 would have reauthorized the use of comprehensive development agreements in order to have these elaborate taxing schemes for roads in order to use public money for private gain. Public-private partnerships is what comprehensive development agreements allow for. So we were able to shut those down and knock those down. So for the next 2 years, coming up on a little bit less than 1 year, the Texas Department of Transportation no longer has that tool in their tool belt. They can no longer use the fascist public-private partnerships in order to publicly fund private roads and in order to sell out our infrastructure to Spanish corporations such as Cintra. Interestingly enough, Here's the thing. Old Slick Rick Perry endorsed Rudy Giuliani early in the 2008 gubernatorial Republican primary. I'm sorry, presidential Republican primary. And everyone's like, wait a second. I thought Rick Perry was a conservative and Giuliani's this weird, like, conservative liberal a-hole. What's that all about? So it turns out that Giuliani's law firm Brace Giuliani actually represents Cintra, the Spanish corporation that owns the rights to the Trans-Texas Corridor. What do you think about that?
Oh, really?
Really? It's all linked together in these weird little spider webs.
Yeah, they are. All of these issues are all interconnected. The people, the players, the
slime.
Yeah, it's
the tyranny.
Gross. Hey, by the way, maybe we should mention that I leave Texas today.
Oh, man. The end of a long journey.
The end of a very long journey, and I've got a bed waiting for me, and I can't wait to get home and sleep in it for the first time since December 16th. That was the last night I slept in my own bed.
She's a road warrior, ladies and gentlemen. A road warrior.
Got 2 weeks home. That's it. And then I'm back down to Texas for San Antonio.
Why don't you tell the listeners what's going on in February for the Operation Defuse? OperationDefuse.com, exposing the mechanics of the police state. So we let me
getting to know Big Brother.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you, Janet Napolitano.
Okay, Operation Defuse. That's DEFUSE.com. OperationDefuse.com. John and I just spent the month of January traveling from state to state, dropping in on fusion centers, submitting open records requests, doing activist trainings for folks to teach them about fusion centers. If you are a new listener and do not know what a fusion center is, long story short, and I'm sorry to those of you who do, I'm going to give a very, very brief overview. Fusion centers are a Department of Homeland Security initiative that came into law in 2007 with the 9/11 Act 2007. They were actually Department of Homeland Security policy in 05. And what they do is they merge together the intelligence gathering and processing practices of all levels of law enforcement. This means that they are sharing raw data and creating new intelligence side by side together under the same roof using the same tools and equipment. This is going to be your local law enforcement, whether it's your campus police on a university, your tribal police, your city PD, your state law enforcement, your state highway patrol, the FBI, CIA, Homeland Security. They're even sharing this raw data and information with other countries and with private corporations.
Crazy.
Absolutely crazy. And it's all in the name of protecting our homeland.
I feel safe.
I do too, especially with these new TSA full body scanners going in.
Oh, yeah.
And I did hear that now that there was this shooting here in Austin, and this is just secondhand hearsay. I didn't read this, but that they're now pushing, that the senator that the guy was going to visit is now pushing for full body scans at the Capitol. Is that true?
I actually read that they're going to revisit, because every session apparently there's bills to put in a little checkpoint there with a metal detector.
Right now, is it open?
Yeah, right
now. It's open in Missouri, too. That's why I was curious.
Yeah, right now you can go all the way into the Capitol with a concealed handgun license. You just can't go into the Senate chambers or the representative chambers.
Good stuff.
But we will definitely push back on that because this is Texas, ladies and gentlemen. If some goon, some fool fires a few shots off, that's not enough reason to spoil it for the rest of us because we do have a Second Amendment right. And after all, like I said, this is Texas, ain't it? Let me go get my six-shooter, rope some Broncos. Yeehaw! We'll be right back on the other side of this break. We're going to chat about the protest, what went down, the shenanigans. We'll be right back. Rise up, Radio.
You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. A socialite with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You have to serve somebody.
Oh yeah, getting nasty with it, Bob Dylan. Welcome back to the radio show, ladies and gentlemen. Rise Up Radio Show. About to start on the second cup of coffee. Feeling a little good. Got a decent amount of sleep last night.
I'm still on my first.
Still on your first?
Yeah. I'm actually really bummed out. I'm sitting here thinking about the fact that, man, next time that same song comes on the intro, I'm going to be in Missouri and John's going to be down here and we're not going to be able to have our dance party anymore. And I'm a little sad. I'm going to be honest.
Maybe we can set up webcams and the listeners can watch.
That would be fun.
That would be exciting.
It wouldn't be the same, but it would
be
fun.
I know. There's actually some listeners. There's some other radio shows and some other internet broadcasts that are wanting to pick up our stream.
Yes. Yes, indeed. BoldVoices.tv, Freedom.tv. There's one other.
That's good stuff.
It's really good stuff.
Like I said before, in the second hour, we'll be joined by Dan Gonzalez. He's the chairman of the Constitution Party of Florida, a wonderful patriot, the vice president of the Continental Congress 2009, good friend of Catherine Blyce's and myself. We're going to be chatting about freedom, the Second Amendment, Constitution Party, Continental Congress, so on and so forth. We're going to be opening up the phone lines as well. In fact, we're actually going to open them up right now because we are now going to clear the air about the rally that we had.
Uh-oh.
First, the good. A lot of people showed up, I would say around 250 people, throughout the entire day. We had interviews from every major media outlet, KXAN, KVU, Fox 7, KI, wonderful reports. Each one of them gave some pretty fair news. A couple of the news stations where we were aired a couple of times, KXAN actually, I want to hand it to KXAN. I believe it was Jenny, right? The reporter. Jenny Hodge, Hop or something? Jenny?
I'm having a really hard time remembering all the faces and names down here in Austin. They all blend together. Everyone's new.
I don't know why.
Every single person
to know
here.
Our news reporters.
I do believe I remember you calling her Jen or Jenny, though.
Something like that. Either way, KXAN has always been very favorable to the freedom movement. They cover a lot of police state issues. They were the first to cover Acevedo wanting to take money from the National Highway and Traffic Safety Administration to institute a pilot program to train our DWI task force to do blood withdrawals. They were the first ones to cover the Department of Homeland Security coming down in and trying to set up a fusion center. They also did an expose on the newborn screening where they would collect DNA from the children. A lot of people didn't even know about that. They blew it out of the water with the two-part report. I also saw them there covering the Fusion Center meeting last night. So we want to applaud KXAN, a lot of local news. You know, obviously it's not like Fox 7 or MSNBC, but a lot of local news. You can really have an impact and build some wonderful relationships with these local news reporters, and they'll start doing favorable stuff. For example, Fox 7 last time on the police blood withdrawal issue, they did an entire 2.5-minute report that was our press release, our talking points completely. They went even as far as to point out an accident that happened on New Year's. And they said, this is actually the type of accident that the Austin Police Department was trying to prevent whenever they did their no refusal weekend. So the point is, folks, if you're friendly and if you don't bullhorn a live show, and if you don't get out there and say the mainstream media is all BS, blah, 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 well, you can actually build relationships
with
these people.
If you acknowledge that the, quote, mainstream media, the CNN and the Fox News, are completely different than your local news affiliates, and you build relationships instead of tear them down, you can get awesome coverage. And I have to say, I commend you, John Bush and Tag, because I was very impressed. You know, I'm an out-of-towner. And I had the joy of being here when y'all found out about the HEB gun situation.
Oh, that was a joyful moment.
But watching you guys jump into action, watching the gears start moving, watching all the different people and all the different situations come together, and people really joined forces, and I'm blown away. I'm impressed. You guys did such an amazing job, not only organizing this event, but reaching out to and bringing in the local media. I rode around with John all day before the event, running from interview to interview with him. And I mean, it was unbelievable. I don't have something that powerful set up in any one city in Missouri. That's for sure. My press relationships are kind of spanned across the state, and they're not as consolidated or as strong. So, unbelievable.
We got a good thing going. We got a great gang of activists, and we owe it all to the guys that really just get down there on the groundwork and just hit the ground running, and it's very beautiful. So we had a lot of great press coverage. The press was there that evening as well. We had a wonderful turnout. We had a wonderful lineup of speakers. Jerry Lynn Ward, a Patriot attorney. We also had Paul Velty, another Patriot attorney. We had Catherine Bleich that spoke. Myself, I was the MC. And we actually had Darwin Bedeker that was speaking as well. But, ladies and gentlemen,
there was a big stinking elephant sitting in the corner of the rally
that just couldn't keep his, what are they called, his trunk. Hey, everybody, look at me. So, unfortunately, I owe a wonderful debt of gratitude to Mr. Alex Jones, because it was actually Alex Jones that got me involved in this movement at a very early age. Whenever I was 18, I watched 9/11 Road to Tyranny, which was his first documentary on 9/11 back in 2002, right after it happened. And it really, I already had a little bit of a rebel in my blood, but watching that really, you know, really woke me up. And I was like, wait a second, this could happen. Instantly, I caught on to it and started doing the research. From there, I went into the CFR, yada, 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 global government conspiracy. And I got politically active through the Ron Paul campaign.
Well, and because of that, you had a college experience that I kind of envy, I'll be honest.
Oh, man, it was awesome. Because
you woke up a lot more quickly than I did.
It was awesome. So long story short, on the morning of the protest yesterday, we did a 590 KLBJ with Todd and Don interview, which was great. And then Alex Jones called in, and he's been covering this all week, and he's been giving it some great coverage. He had Darwin Bedeker on his show and really been getting down to the nitty-gritty, breaking it down, analyzing it. So we were excited. He called in to the Todd and Don show and gave his little spiel. That was great. And then we did a couple more interviews. And then on the Alex Jones show, he was promoting it the whole day. He got a hold of our press release. He heard about our protest apparently the night before, he said. And he started promoting it and telling a lot of people to get out there,
and
which was awesome.
We were so excited.
We were pumped.
Excited. And I'd never had the opportunity to meet Alex Jones. So I'm like, all right,
this is her hero.
This is, you know, like, I'm here in Austin and he's crawling out of the Batcave. You know, this is going to be great.
He never comes out here in Austin. You know,
and that's what he said. That's what he said. He was crawling out of his cave.
He used to be politically active here.
And I'm like jumping up and down.
It's a big deal.
I'm text messaging. I'm Twittering. You can see it all over my Facebook and my Twitter. I mean, I was excited.
We were excited, folks.
Very excited.
But as soon as we start the protest, we're about 2 or 3 minutes into it. Chuck Young gives a beautiful little speech. He said, yeah, folks, we're here armed with the Constitution. He pulls out the Constitution all goofy
stuff. And everyone gets excited and yeah.
And then I go start doing my thing, and I'm going into my favorite part of my speech, which I'm pointing out all the instances of the federal government coming into town and abusing us. And then Alex Jones starts walking up with a little entourage. People notice. People start getting real excited until...
Well, hold on. I would just, before we say another word, if you have access to a computer, get on YouTube right now and do a quick little search for the APD gun rights rally in Austin. Just look it up first. I just want to clarify that because you can watch this whole thing happen. We had marshals that were trained and that were, you know, kind of monitoring the event for any violence and who had radios and walkie-talkies. They could talk to each other. And they also were armed with video cameras.
That's right.
So we have the entire event from multiple angles, and we're slowly but surely uploading it.
Sure.
But before another word is said, I encourage you to go and watch the raw footage.
See for yourself. Do the research for yourself.
Yeah, and my account that has the video of what exactly John is describing right now.
That's a good video. The LRP.
Yeah, it's the username TheLRP.
T-H-E-L-R-P. It's the first one that comes up.
It's the most recent video that's uploaded. And so just from my perspective, I'm watching John speak, and I'm videotaping him, and I see Alex Jones walking up, and I get so excited. I turn my camera over to Alex Jones, and I zoom in on him, and I'm so excited.
He notices us speaking.
And he turns, and he looks up at John. He sees John speaking. He sees the whole crowd of people standing around. And instead of becoming a part of the group, which, bear in mind, we were offering him either the first or the last speaking opportunity, whichever he wanted. He had whatever he wanted. All his.
And bear in mind, we did organize the protest. He brought a lot of people out, and we appreciate that, but I would rather him have brought nobody and never mentioned the event at all than him show up and railroad the entire
thing. And what he did was, as soon as he saw John speaking, he got on that megaphone and started screaming at the top of his lungs. And this video will break your heart, ladies and gentlemen, because you see the entire crowd just saying, Alex, come on. Alex,
give us a break.
Come
Alex.
On, give us a break. Come
we can't
join
hear
us.
John.
Come be a part of this with us. Why don't you want to be a part of this? And
multiple people walk up to him and ask him to calm down.
Multiple people walk up.
Our plan was when we knew he was showing up. We know Alex Jones is a powerhouse. We respect Alex Jones. We wanted him to join. It would have been so beautiful. And the plan was as soon as he shows up, somebody to approach him and say, "Okay, Alex, when do you want to speak? You want to speak last? You want to speak first? We'll turn over the stage for you, man." We appreciate you coming out. We appreciate you pimping the issue. We appreciate you having Darwin on. But instead, Mr. Alex Jones had to have a continuation, and it turns out that the Alex Jones Show didn't end at 3 o'clock 2 days ago, folks. And unfortunately, he did not stop running his mouth the entire thing. And we are not trying to be divisive. We're not COINTELPRO agents. We don't want to divide the movement. We just want to let the report come out and speak for itself. And we want you guys to realize that there is no time for hero worship, ladies and gentlemen. You yourself are the hero. You are Alex Jones. You have all the power of the Alex Jones, of Ron Paul, of Thomas Jefferson. You just have to embrace it. Empower yourself. We'll be right back. We'll take your call, Barbara.